Good morning, everybody. It's a new week, a new set of leadership lessons for all of us. I'd be remiss if I didn't take time, pulled up some of the countries over the past 3 months that have been listening to Pete's points. And I want to say thank you. Give me just a second to run down through all of these. Of course, the United States, Nicaragua, Guatemala, India, Canada, Palestine Territory, the United Arab Emirates. Thank you for listening. Norway, Brazil, Thailand. Thank you all. Got some friends in the United Kingdom and Argentina who are listening. Someone over in Russia is listening. Thank you. Glad you're listening to Pete's points. Italy, Netherlands, Australia, Ghana, Indonesia. Got a listener in Denmark. Thank you for listening. France. Man, just so glad to have y'all as part of Pete's Points Daily Flash Briefings. Appreciate it. Tell your friends, because this week's topic is going to be great. It's words that end in eight. A-T-E, words that end in eight. So stay tuned.
Understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Today's word is overcompensate. Overcompensate. Now, let me tell you what this doesn't mean. This doesn't mean that you're paying somebody more money. The definition of overcompensate is someone who strives to overcome a sense of inferiority through overt and opposite behavior. And you'll see this a lot sometimes when people aren't very good at something, they'll present themselves a certain way, and you're like, oh, they're just trying to overcompensate for that behavior. And that's something you want to be careful of doing as a leader, because sometimes when you overcompensate and try to do something, let's say that I'm not good at the financial part of my job. I'm good at motivating people and inspiring and leading and coaching and developing, but I'm not good at doing budgets. Well, let's say all of a sudden I start, you know, going to these classes and telling people how important the budget is and speaking up in staff meetings and going, you know, we should really take a look at the budget numbers because the total GRP minus the DRE is exactly 5 standards over the deviation. People are going to start looking at me and going, oh, this dude's overcompensating because he's trying to show something that he has no idea what he's talking about. So again, that's a leadership trait you don't want to have. You know, you can learn about something and become better in a skill, but don't be overcompensating. Don't strive to overcome your sense of inferiority through overt and opposite style behavior. Hey, have a great Monday. We'll have another 8 word for you tomorrow.